This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Punjab on Tuesday to review the flood situation. He is expected to personally assess local conditions and understand ground realities to ensure maximum assistance for the affected people. Punjab BJP President Sunil Jakhad confirmed the visit in a social media post. He said the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the crisis and is closely monitoring developments. Jakhad reiterated that the central government stands firmly with the people of Punjab. Meanwhile, flood-ravaged Punjab is slowly returning to normalcy after losing 46 lives and suffering extensive damage to land property and livestock. The state government has pegged the estimated losses to over 13,000 crore rupees. We have more from our correspondent.
About 2,000 villages and a population of over 3.87 lakh has been impacted. Overflowing of Markanda and Tangri rivers in Haryana are giving jitters to Patiala and surrounding areas which are facing floods. Local administrations along with relief and rescue teams of Indian Army, NDRF, BSF and volunteers are working round the clock to diminish the impact of water. State government has ordered to open all educational institutions on September 9 after proper checking of the buildings by staff tomorrow. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In flood-hit Himachal Pradesh, the pace of monsoon has slowed down in the past 24 hours with intermittent rainfall continuing. We have a report.
In recent days, heavy rainfall, landslides and flash floods have severely disrupted normal life in Himachal Pradesh. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, three national highways and 866 link roads are still blocked for traffic. These include National Highway 3 and National Highway 305 in Kullu and National Highway 505 in Lahol Spiti. In the upper areas of Shimla district, many link roads remain blocked, preventing apple growers from transporting their produce to the markets. Administrative and police teams are working on a war footing to clear the road. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The Indian Air Force IAF has carried out a major humanitarian operation in landslide-affected regions of Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Western Air Command of IAF said, Indian Air Force helicopters evacuated 541 people from Bharmaur Chamba sector and airlifted over 10,000 kgs of essential relief material in Kullu and Kishtwar sectors. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today kicked off Mukhyamantri Mahila Rojgar Yojana, a new scheme aimed at providing employment opportunities for women. The Chief Minister also flagged off several publicity vans to popularize the Yojana and launch the portal of the scheme. Under the scheme, one woman from every family in the state will be provided financial assistance to start a business of her choice. As the first installment of financial support, each selected woman will receive 10,000 rupees through direct benefit transfer to start her chosen employment activity. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba today announced he will resign after less than a year in office following election defeats that cost his ruling Liberal Democratic Party LDP its parliamentary majority. The decision comes ahead of an expected party vote that could have forced his removal. A rare celestial event is set to unfold tonight as a total lunar eclipse will be visible in the night sky. According to media reports, the eclipse will begin tonight at 8:58 tonight and end at 2:25 a.m. later tonight. It will be clearly visible across India, including cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata and Bengaluru, as well as in other parts of Asia, Australia, Eastern Africa and parts of Europe. In archery, Indian men's compound archery team made history today by winning its first ever gold medal at the World Championships in Gwangju, South Korea, edging France 235-233 in the thrilling final. Earlier, the mixed team of Jyoti Surekha Venom and Rishabh Yadav settled for silver after losing 155-157 to the Netherlands, but 23-year-old Rishabh bounced back, joining teammates Aman Saini and Prathamesh Fuge to secure the men's compound team title for India. And in hockey, India will take on South Korea in the summit clash of the men's Asia Cup tournament at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. In the US Open tennis, top seed and defending champion Jannik Sinner will take on second seed Carlos Alcaraz in the men's single final in New York tonight. The match will begin around 11:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.